brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. We're now into hour number two. We have Eric Pratt, one of the head guys at Gun Owners of America, son of Larry Pratt, joining us in about 30 minutes to talk about the state of the New World Order, what the Patriot Act 2 is up to, what's happening with the Second Amendment, a lot of different legislative updates. The assault weapons ban is not dead, contrary to what people have been telling you. So that is coming up. In the meantime, a bunch of international, national news. Your calls as well. Right now, let's go back to those calls. Let's talk to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm not doing too well. We're going to pull 70,000 troops, about half of them out of Asia, while North Korea threatens to nuke us literally on a weekly basis and has the missiles to hit any U.S. city, but our government says they're not a threat. The threat is Iraq. We need to be there.
Lovely, isn't it?
It's very lovely.
I had two reports on the prison planet up in Fort Worth here. One's a news-related item. Mayor Bloomberg of New York City, his decree yesterday that the right to free speech and to peaceably assemble and redress grievances against our government, he declared yesterday, is not a right, it is a privilege.
Now, by the way, I have that article and never even got to it yesterday. Why don't you tell folks about it?
Well, of course, United for Peace and Justice, a activist organization for freedom, it has been for well over a year fighting to have a rally in Central Park in New York City this coming Sunday, August 29th.
To protest. And Central Park is designed for rallies. They have them all the time, but they say it might hurt the grass.
Yes, it might hurt the grass, and even in reports just within the last couple of weeks, the company that constructed the new Central Park grass has denied the city's report that it would do the damage to the grass that they say it would do. And they, in fact, say they constructed it such that that damage would not occur. Nonetheless, they have, for well over a year, refused all of United for Peace and Justice and other citizens' organizations the ability to protest.
And you shouldn't have to have a permit to begin with, and the courts have ruled you don't have to. It turns a right into a privilege. But this is your new freedom.
Yeah,
they get to protest miles and miles and miles away where no one can even see them. But, in Boston, they're allowed to protest in a cage, inside a cage, under a train station. So.
Oh, yeah, well, this is our new freedom when the mayor of a city can declare constitutional fiat that your First Amendment rights have now been repealed, and they are little more now than privileges. And if you act up, well, we'll just take your privilege away from you. Very good, Mr. Bloomberg. Now, the second report, I was interested in having a safe deposit box for the normal and usual reason that any citizen would want a safe deposit box.
Yeah, in case you ever have a fire at your house, you've got duplicate documents there.
You've got your will in there, and you've got your deed to your house and other important papers. Well, of course, I refused to submit to the rules of Big Brother.
Which said they could take it and look in it.
So I went to the one bank, which is close to my house, and I asked them, do you have any safe deposit boxes available? They said they do. I said, if I apply to open a box, am I going to be required to give you my Social Security number? And she checked, and she come back, and she told me, sir, to have the safe deposit box, you have to have an account with us, and yes, that will require your Social Security number. I said no thanks and moved on down the road. I went to the next bank.
Well, tell you what, I want to hear about this when we get back, because what does this have to do with fighting terrorism? It doesn't. It's all about total control. Zero privacy for the people. Meanwhile, the government is getting even more secretive. So we're talking about the death of freedom. We'll continue to expose this when we get back with your calls and news. Stay with us.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining us. Truth, justice, the American way, standing up against tyranny, defending liberty, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, Central back from 9 to midnight. We'll go back to your calls here in just a second, but police want you to pay for their wiretaps. Now, we already have a surcharge in telecommunications for this here, but Canada's getting on board, this out of the Globe and Mail. Canada's police chiefs propose a surcharge of about 25 cents on monthly telephone and internet bills to cover the cost of tapping into the communications of terrorists and other criminals. See, big random snooping. But see, it's always terrorist and criminals, terrorist and crime, terrorist and criminals, terrorist and other crimes, other suspected crimes. It's the same thing over and over and over and over. The truck drivers are all being trained to look for terrorists and other suspicious criminal activity. Everyone is being recruited, the exterminator, the phone man, the cable guy, the carpet cleaner. Look for terror. America's under attack, terror. But 90% of this course you're about to take and you're going to be paid to take will be how to look for criminals. And you're like, well, good, we'll stop criminals. Oh, sure we will. Oh, turning America into East Germany, folks. I can't believe this, but it's really happening. More news on the national ID card here I want to get to, too. But going back to Dan, then we'll go to Joanne and Brian and Kelly and others. Dan, up in Dallas, you tried to get a safety deposit box one place.
Yes, Alex. It's in Fort Worth, and now the first bank I went to was a small local state chartered bank, and of course they indicated to me I could not rent the safe deposit box without having an account, and of course to open an account I must provide them Social Security number. So I left that bank and went to the next bank down the street, which is among one of the larger bank chains in the nation, and again went inside, asked the lady did they have any safe deposit boxes available. They showed me the various different sizes of the boxes. I indicated the one size that would be appropriate for my needs. Then I asked her. I said, do I have to have an account here to rent one of these boxes? She said, no, sir. I said, well, if I apply to rent one of these boxes, will I have to give you my Social Security number? She said, yes, sir. And I said, but ma'am, I'm not here to apply for Social Security benefits, nor am I here to pay my taxes. And she says, well, but we can't do that. We can't rent you this box without your Social Security number. And I said, why? And she said, because the Patriot Act requires it.
Do you have internet access?
I sure do. I'm signed. I'm among your annual subscribers to Prison Planet TV.
Well, thank you for the support. That's absolutely vital, Dan.
Shoot, Alex, I'm going to tell you the truth. Now don't kick us in the butt too bad, but in my opinion, you're not charging enough.
Well, no, it's just enough so we can continue all the websites because of bandwidth cost. We're victims of our own success.
I'm more than glad to be a subscriber.
Well, thank you. Well, the 15 cents a day, people get the two books that I've written and Paul's written, the weekly TV report, the audio reports, the text reports, and a bunch of other films, all my videos. But the reason I mention the internet is just type into a major search engine, Patriot Act compliance, and last time I did it, over 110,000 links popped up. Pizza chains, grocery stores, banks, everything.
Yep.
Everything is Patriot Act compliance. Everything you do, everything you buy, everything you sell, if it's with a chain or a big business, is controlled. And this is going to plug into the new national sales tax that the fake conservatives are pushing. It'll go alongside the income tax. And then that'll bring federal control into every business. But yes, sir. And then these politicians get up on TV and say, you show me one example of where it's been used again in a non-terror case. And then no one's there to challenge them, so they go, see? Folks, every 2 days.
Well, I just called to report my personal example.
Every 2 days I see at least one article, and I'm not looking for them, but every couple days where a pot dealer... somebody gets in an argument with their wife, they're punching each other, they get charged with it. Somebody overseas doesn't follow orders, they're charged with it. Bid rigging, county commissioners, people charging too much for concrete in bids. I've probably seen conservatively 50 articles the last 2 years where state and county prosecutors say, oh, I'm using it. Oh, it's wonderful. I have the testimony 2 years ago where the head spokesman for the Justice Department told Congress, of course we use it in non-terror-related cases. This is congressional testimony. But still, neocons all over radio and TV lie and say it's not being used, and the liberals only use examples of Muslims having their rights violated. That then makes it some type of weird racial debate. And I don't think the average person knows how serious this is.
Well, it's bad, Alec. And, of course, I refuse to apply for renting the box. I will not comply with Kara Ashcroft's rule. Simply won't be.
And you know, that's sad. I've been thinking I want a safety deposit box just to put deeds and documents and maybe a little bit of gold in.
Yep.
And you know what? It's not safe. All the time now, the IRS, no jury, no judge, you're not charged. Now, how does this happen? No due process, folks. They just take your bank account. Well, now they go, I see articles probably once a month, where they just go and look in your safety deposit box. And again, they just take whatever you got. I mean, folks.
Well, they've amended our Constitution by fiat. No man has a right not to be deprived of his property without due process. It's now a privilege. And if they want to deny you your privilege, they're free to do so. And
then I can't even call a carpet cleaner or a exterminator without knowing, and I have nothing to hide, but the point is, it's my house, it's my castle. I shouldn't be paying somebody for a service while they're spying on me, and the government's all over the news here in Austin recruiting them to do this, to fight terror and crime. And they have these little symposiums where they get all these good old boys together, and it's sick, folks. We're not supposed to live like this. And then when your child goes to public school, and now they're even doing it at the private schools, I've got the local newscast and ads they run, and you get $200 for reporting a family member or a neighbor or anyone else in your school. You know, report drugs, report violence, what's in mommy's medicine cabinet. Yep. The school counselors are like Byzantine confessors that, you know, spy. Well, what goes on at home? Well, tell me. I mean, this is incredible, folks.
Alex, keep up the good work. We're behind you.
All right, I appreciate your call. And let me just tell you, this has been going on for a long time. A lot of these carpet cleaners and people that work at post offices and the rest of them, I saw an article last year about a woman working for an airline. And it said she made about $35,000 a year working for the airline, but she gets 10%, in some cases it was more, of anything that customs gets when they bust somebody. And in many cases, you're just busted for having $10,000 in cash. You know, you're going to buy a bunch of potted plants or whatever, and you pay cash, you get a discount. And that's when she finally got in trouble, was for busting some guy that had done nothing wrong. And the marshals come and just grab your cash, and it said that she was making over over $100,000 a year just in this 10% of whatever was seized. Oh, man. I have friends who've been pulled over, just been paid cash or check, got $600 in their wallet, and they open up their wallet and it's bulging with cash to give the officer their driver's license. And the officer says to them, "Why do you have so much cash?" "Well, it's none of your business, you nutcase." Week or two, I see an article where some old lady or some young man, could be Kansas, could be Texas, could be California, it could be Vermont. I mean, it's everywhere. And a lot of people don't trust the banks, and rightfully so, especially old people. It's usually old people I see, and they go sell some car, get $10,000 cash for it, and they're driving home, and the cop pulls them over, and might have searched the car, and the old lady says, "Well, sure, officer, I have nothing to hide." And, "Well, you got a little strong box here. Can I have the key?" "Well, why do you want it?" "Well, what's in it?" "Well, money." "Oh, I'm taking this." "You can't prove it's not drug-related." That's asset forfeiture seizure. Now, we got a law passed in Congress that they have to stop doing that, but they're not stopping it. And then the Ashcroft orders all of those copies of the law removed from the libraries. That was 2 weeks ago. They don't even want you having access to the law. Now, folks, that's not freedom. And I can't get a safety deposit box because my money, you know, maybe a few $1,000s in gold and some deeds, are less safe in that safety deposit box than in a little fireproof safe at my house. I mean, it's ridiculous, folks. This is the new America. I got to get to your calls here. Joanne in Maryland. Joanne, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex.
Good to talk to you.
You're on the roll. But I agree with everything. And a little bit of more freedom taken away from us is listening to what the VFW, last night, I don't usually watch the news because I can't handle the lies, but they were sipping their beer at the VFW and talking about moving the troops out. "Oh, I think they should move them out, and they can deploy from here, and they can get them there faster." And while they're sipping their beer, and I'm thinking, you're really on the right page there, mister, you know? Keep on drinking your beer.
Well, I hear these people, and we'll hold you over if need be, Joanne, you've been holding. But I hear these people go, "Good, we've been paying Europe's bills too long. Look, forget Europe." Okay, that's fine with me. But they're saying half of these troops will be taken from South Korea and Japan. Folks,
exactly.
North Korea and China really are a threat. And this illustrates how this is a red herring of the Middle East being a threat. Compared to North Korea and China, man, they're nothing. Go ahead.
That's true. I guess I should have said this first about the you were talking about our rights taken away. I mean, Big Brother is watching everything on the under the Patriot Act compliance. I got a letter from Rite Aid last week saying, "Where are you? I haven't seen you for a while because I haven't been to Rite Aid, and I'm not a prescription taker anyway." And I want to hold over, if that's okay, and say,
yeah, and in part of the Patriot Act, they got to track you.
Right.
"Hey, you want some medicine? No, we have to help." reported to the government. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Yeah, that's another thing you can do. Type in Patriot Act Compliance Pharmacies. And all of the pharmacies, by law, are hooked into a computer system now, by regulation, I should say, where they automatically upload all your prescriptions daily to the federal government. No judge, no jury, no subpoena. Oh, but it's for terrorists. Everything's for terrorists. But Joanne in Maryland, go ahead and finish up your story about a letter you got from Rite Aid asking where you'd been at.
Well, I don't take too many prescriptions, but what happened, I was bit by a tick, and it was really embedded, and we have Lyme disease big time here in Maryland, so that's
you were taking an
antibiotic for 7 days or whatever, and
yeah, I've had to do that.
And here they are saying, oh, where are you? You know, we haven't seen you. And then right after that, I got a little card from Domino's. I had, didn't know about the pizza thing, so I occasionally order a pizza, and so I got a $3 coupon. Said, where are you? You know, you haven't been here for a while, and they, here's a $3 coupon for your next pizza.
So, well, for those, you said you didn't know about the pizza. For those that just joined us, USA Today about 3 months ago had a headline, and Domino's claims they are not doing it, but the other big chains are, since you mentioned Domino's. Automatically, when you order a pizza, in case you've moved, they check your name against an instant criminal database, and they get a 20% of any fees or anything in your apprehension. And then instead of a pizza, they dispatch a SWAT team. And this is even for people with warrants for not paying tickets. So you didn't know that you were being spied on when you ordered a pizza.
No, I didn't. You educated me on that one, and I appreciate it.
It's all part of the freedom, though.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't, it's just disgusting. And you try to tell people, and they don't want to hear it. They say, you're the kook, you know. And I said, well, you hide and watch. You're going to have all your freedoms taken away, you know.
Well, they're putting all this police state in places. They're going to take the pension funds. They're going to take the jobs. And when you riot and protest, they're going to come out and with their men in black uniforms and microwave you. Thanks for the call. Yeah, they got in major cities their pre-deployed Humvees with huge microwave guns mounted on the top, ABC News, 2 years ago. Let's talk to Brian in Virginia Beach. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Well, I guess a couple of things I wanted to address, mainly in the area of technology. My background, of course, is in engineering and aeronautics. And I noticed when I came across the manual, it said in March 26, 2002, he patented a zero energy device, which is for energy for anybody. It's just not allowed in this country. And I want to know if you had heard anything about them or if it was, because it's a little bit outside my field, but more quantum physics, as far as the device is concerned. His name is Tom Bearden. And I don't know if you've heard of him before.
I have interviewed the people who back in the 80s claimed that they had developed these devices. And I'm not an engineer, but I have interviewed a lot of engineers, and they do have these technologies. The problem is extracting the power, but that can be done very quickly. You know, develop those into usable forms, commercially viable forms, and there's a lot of technology that's been suppressed. I mean, a good example of this is 80 years ago, they had light bulbs that lasted 5 years.
Yeah.
50 years ago, they had pantyhose that would last for a year or hundreds of wearings. Instead, they last maybe once. You can ask my wife about that. I mean, they just, it's called planned obsolescence, but it's more than just planned obsolescence. They've suppressed our technological development at a frozen level while the elite has built a parallel, highly advanced technocracy above us.
Yes.
And that's what this New World Order is about, and I finally found a bunch of publications admitting this, even though I instinctively knew it a decade ago. Now I've found just reams of government documents on this subject. That's why they want a world government, so they can dumb us down, start reducing our population numbers through one-child policies and vaccines and the rest of it, so the elite has access to all of this and we don't.
Well, absolutely. And this is even more than that. I mean, I've been following Russian technology for some years now, and even from reading just Scientific American, you can even find out about either the super cavitation torpedoes or what's more scary is a fifth-generation aircraft. Right now, Boeing's scrambling to find, figure out how they did it, because they even talked to their own pilot in the Navy. They said, we expect only 7 seconds life expectancy against it because we have nothing that can go against it.
But understand, that's our pilots in 30-year-old technology that don't know about all the advanced technology that this government has. And when they say, ooh, we don't know how the Russians did it, that's because the Russians are developing things that we developed 25, 30 years ago and are now rolling these out. And, ooh, it's new, but it's really not new.
You're probably absolutely right.
But see,
that.
Our pilots aren't going to be part of that. Those are all going to be robotic. The Black Manas, the Auroras, they've already photographed the large space-based robotic weapons platforms that are in space. I mean, it's sick, sir.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, there's just even more now. I started looking at who owns what.
Say what? Stay there. We got a guest coming up. But if you want to stay there, I'll get to you and others. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the Arc Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With Arc's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. Arc's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the Arc Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you recognize any of these names? Jungle Joe, Spike, Firma Queen, Cher Ami, or G.I. Joe? If you guess they're all American heroes, you guessed right. But these heroes don't belong to any crack military commando unit. These true American heroes are American homing pigeons. That's right, registered pedigreed American homing pigeons. Although the homing pigeon no longer delivers life-saving messages on the battlefield, they are engaged throughout the world as thoroughbreds in exciting racing contests that have become one of the fastest-growing sporting trends in the nation. Who races pigeons? Anybody and everybody. There's no age limit to the excitement of pigeon racing. All it takes to get involved with this great sport is to call the American Racing Pigeon Union, toll-free, 800-755-ARPU. That's 800-755-ARPU. The American Racing Pigeon Union has clubs in every state in the U.S. For a great family sport and fun in your own backyard, call the ARPU today. 800-755-ARPU or visit pigeon.org on the World Wide Web.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be joined here in just a few minutes by Eric Pratt, who works at Gun Owners of America, doing a great job, son of course, Larry Pratt. And we're going to be talking about an article his father has put out, to talking about how the universities are schools of tyranny. We'll also give you legislative updates about where the Second Amendment stands right now under attack, how they're trying to resurrect the assault weapons ban. Will we see some unfortunate shooting to get that reinstated? I wonder. Even Rush Limbaugh has pointed out that it's always curious timing. I couldn't believe it when I heard him say that a few years ago, one of the few good things he said in a while. But we will talk about that as well. And the Patriot Act, too, which, again, being a true conservative organization, not one of these phony neocon groups, his father wrote one of the best analyses with their lawyers that I've seen, and found stuff that I didn't find, of just how horrible this Patriot Act 2 is that Bush is trying to get passed under the smokescreen of reauthorizing Patriot Act 1 and, quote, improving it. But before we go to Eric Pratt, and then we'll get to your calls. I know you're holding patiently, everybody. Just briefly, I'm a documentary filmmaker, as you know, and I can't imagine how any of you would not order my videos. I mean, my two 9/11 films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, part two of that film, The Masters of Terror, are preeminent. They cover the widest spectrum of evidence of government prior knowledge and involvement in the ensuing police state. You need to have those two two-plus-hour videos, each film over 2 hours long. I also carry George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Eric Hufschmidt's film, 9/11, Painful Deceptions, and his book, 9/11, Painful Questions, my book on 9/11, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. It also covers a bunch of other key issues, and Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. A lot of big discounts when you get multiple videos. We have a lot of different specials. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart and look at the different films we have to offer and watch video clips of them and decide which discount you want to take advantage of or if you want to. Or call toll-free and you can ask about titles and different specials to order. And that's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Here's just one of the specials. Take Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 2 hours, 44 minutes long. Really three or four films in one. It is $25.95, but if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount on a three-tape special. To be entirely accurate, that's $17.85 discount on the three-tape special. $24 discount on the four-tape special, and so on. So please take action. 1-888-253-3139. All right, we're joined by Eric Pratt, who I've heard interviewed on national radio shows. Haven't had the honor of having him on myself, but it's great to have him. Antis trying to rescue the semi-auto ban from death row. I guess that's probably one of the most important things from the legislative update section of gunowners.org, Eric. But first off, it's good to have you on with us.
Hey, thank you so much, Alex. It's great to be with you.
You bet. First off, for those that may not know who you are, we all love your father and appreciate his fine work at Gun Owners, but tell us a little bit about Eric Pratt and what you do at Gun Owners.
Well, I tell you, it's tough shoes to walk in, walking in his shoes, but I'm the director of communications at Gun Owners and been with the organization for over 10 years, do a lot of the media, and of course really enjoy this. This is a real heartfelt issue. For me, as well as my father's, this has been an issue that has been near and dear to us for many, many years.
Well, it's good to see a son following in his father's footsteps, kind of the old-fashioned thing to do, but I can't think of a more important issue than being armed. Slaves or disarmed, folks, it really boiled down to that when you cut through all the garbage. Eric, let's get into legislative updates. There's a lot of stuff happening right now. With the Second Amendment, a lot of traitorous Republicans working with the Democrats at the state and federal level. We've had whole neighborhoods with their guns being confiscated up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We've got, go down the line for us of some of the most egregious threats to our Second Amendment right now.
Well, certainly you mentioned the Oshkosh situation where, because of a shooting, they cordoned off a whole section or part of the town and just went door-to-door confiscating firearms to see if they matched the ballistics. Just simply outrageous invasions of privacy. At the federal level, we have this ban, which thankfully we will probably see sunset on September 14th. Now, that doesn't mean that the battle is by any means over. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who was one of the primary authors of this ban, has been chomping at the bits and is looking for all kinds of opportunities to offer an amendment that would reauthorize the ban. And probably most people, Alex, are familiar with the details of this, but in case there's anybody who's not, in order for Feinstein to get enough support in 1994 when she initially proposed this ban, she stuck a sunset in. Quite frankly, I think that's a great idea for all legislation. They should have a sunset in there and say, hey, let's look at this legislation after 5 or 10 years and see if it's really working. I think most legislation we would just rather say, let's just let it die. Well, she stuck this sunset in for 10 years, and so here we are on the verge of the 10th year, at the 12th hour on September 13th, this ban is going to sunset, and she and others like her are fighting furiously to try to get it reenacted, reauthorized, and she's been trying to throw it as an amendment onto must-pass bills, onto spending bills, on you name it. And so far, we've been very effective, thank God, at beating her back on that and preventing that from happening. And I tell you, it's been through a lot of grassroots efforts that this has happened. We fought a battle on this in March. And unfortunately, Senator Frist, the majority leader, did absolutely nothing to keep her from offering the amendment. And obviously, as the majority leader, there's all kinds of parliamentary moves that he could have used. He simply refused to do it. Well, we hit him real hard, had a lot of people emailing him, calling him, faxing him. When the next go-around came around this summer, he had finally seen the light a little bit, and he... when they brought up a class action lawsuit bill, we weren't much interested in it, other than the fact that Dianne Feinstein wanted to offer her amendment to that bill. And that's when we hit him pretty hard, and he finally did the right thing. And he gerrymandered the bill in such a way with parliamentary moves that actually prevented her from offering that amendment. So we were very glad to see that.
Now, that shows... Republicans time and time again try to work with the Democrats in traitorous fashions to do this, but it does show that still saying, hey, you're a Republican, you're supposed to be conservative, you know that 87% of pro-gun candidates were elected or re-elected in the last two elections, you guys better watch it, because we'll just give you to the Democrats if you don't back off. That is still having an effect, and those phone calls really do count. Unfortunately, the NRA has been kind of passively fighting this. Only gun owners and JPFO have been doing decent jobs, and obviously JPFO isn't as big as gun owners. It doesn't have the clout of all the members, but this is part of a pattern. Number one, Bush has said, and I have a whole file on this of mainstream news, that he will reauthorize that sucker if it hits his desk. So don't think Bush is going to save you, folks. Also, And please give us a caveat to that, Eric, if it's needed here in a second. But then I want to get into the federal case there in D.C. earlier this year where the NRA lawyer said, we are for registering guns and not leaving the house with them. And they go, oh, well, that's just for D.C. But the point is that would set another precedent. We have the NRA all over the place. We've been catching them supporting bills that would restrict the Second Amendment. And I know you don't want to get into a bashing fest here, but we really have to go down the line. You know, where is Bush now under all the pressure we put on him if he does get this bill, if somehow it gets slipped in? And then examples of what the NRA is up to, Eric.
Well, you're absolutely right. Last year, through two different presidential spokesmen, Bush indicated that he would sign the semi-auto ban if it came to him. And, of course, that's very concerning to us. I think not only was it the wrong thing to say constitutionally, but even politically and pragmatically, it was a stupid thing for a Republican to say. I mean, after all, this is the piece of legislation that President Clinton has admitted on numerous occasions. And by the way, this is an admission against interest, so this may be one of the few truthful things former President Clinton said. But he said it was this ban that he signed into law that cost him control of the Congress in 1994. And he has repeated that over and over again. Good Morning America, recently in his book. You know, this is something that has really stuck with him. And so I find it very ironic and almost politically suicidal that a Republican president then would have come out and said, oh, yeah, that ban, yeah, I'll sign it if it lands on my desk. Now, if there's good news and a silver lining in this, I think since then we've applied a lot of heat through the grassroots to the White House, and people have grabbed his spokesman, figuratively speaking, and really lectured them up and down, and they've really felt the sting.
I don't know. Your dad told the story of a member actually grabbing Karl Rove by the arm.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
And looking him in the eye, going, "Buddy."
Yeah. So figuratively and literally. And I think what we have gotten from that is, unfortunately, I don't think we have a change in the White House position. However, they have backed off to the point where they are not at all pushing it. And I think that's one reason why it hasn't gone anywhere.
Well, let me add something to this and then get your strategy on it, because you're more in the game than I am. And I try to stay in it, but it changes by the millisecond. Bush was against arming the pilots.
Right.
That infuriated everybody. It didn't make any sense.
Right.
And so then he goes, okay, if you can jump through 10 hoops,
right,
we'll do a test to arm 2% of you. And then that never really happened. And then we've got Bush saying, oh, campaign finance reform. Oh, don't worry, Bush won't sign it. Bush signs it. Don't worry, the Supreme Court won't uphold it. This Republican court, they uphold it. I mean, this is why I don't support Bush, because time after time he does this. I mean, it's part of a larger pattern. And I wanted to get your take on, take what Sheriff Mack did with you guys back in the 90s. He said, no, it's a 10th Amendment violation. I'm not going to do background checks on people to buy firearms. So that law was found unconstitutional, but we still have the background check, now an instant registration check. So, Larry, taking those two points, maybe it's, and I've heard some discussion that it may elapse, but the police are still just going to enforce it.
Well, what you had with the Mack situation was the Part A of the Brady Law, which during the waiting period, during that initial 5 years, there was a waiting period, and the state police or local police were required to run the background checks. And it was that part of it that was found unconstitutional, because now what you have is you have this system, which unfortunately, you know, piece by piece.
Nicks. Like,
Yeah, one brick upon another. First you had the registration through gun dealers, and now you have the gun dealers phoning it into the FBI. So really, it's bypassing, in many cases, the state police. So there's no longer that argument that they're being required by the federal government. That is, the state police are being required by the feds to perform this unconstitutional check. And there are some that still do, and they just don't care. But in most cases, you just have the federally licensed dealers contacting the FBI, so they've done the end around the police. So,
and then claiming it's not a registration. No, it registers you as the gun owner. But
you are absolutely correct. That's right.
But I mean, you get my point, though, is what type of, if it is repealed come up, you know, September 13th, I don't expect the gun grabbers at the federal and state level to stop. I mean, I think they're just going to continue doing it, saying, well, it's not a law, but...
You're absolutely right, and what you will probably find is that at the state level, you'll see a lot of the legislatures next year try to pass laws banning these types of semi-automatic firearms. Certainly at the federal level, they will continue. Feinstein's not going to go away. She says if we lose on this today, we will be back tomorrow and then be back the next day. So they're going to continue hammering this. This is an issue that's not going to go away.
And, of course, she has armed bodyguards with machine guns.
Well, there's the irony. In fact, all these guys really live in some of the most secure sections of Washington, D.C. There's more cops per capita around Capitol Hill, certainly than anywhere in D.C., let alone the rest of the country. So they pass these laws in the comfort and security of their little
well, it's like Rosie O'Donnell, you know, their own little cocoon.
Exactly.
Rosie O'Donnell's got people with machine guns, but we can't have guns.
That's right. And by the way, you know, it's interesting. You named off the three issues that really have gun owners on edge. The semi-auto ban, also that incumbent protection legislation, the so-called campaign finance reform, and of course the other one is the armed pilots issue. And those three issues Bush has certainly been wrong on. And I tell you, you know, not only has he been wrong constitutionally in all three of those issues, but politically speaking,
we're all told, Eric, that they do what they do to get elected, and that's a bunch of bull. We've got 87% of Americans, just like with the gun issue, against the open borders, but the Democrats and Republicans are trying to get rid of the borders. I mean, it's just they have an elite policy that they want to carry out.
That's right. And you know, for Bush, what he's going to find is that a lot of these gun owners that crossed over, a lot of the Democrat gun owners who didn't vote for Gore in 2000, and the ones who crossed over in 1994, which Clinton has lamented for the last 10 years, they would rather stay home and vote Democrat. And if there's no difference on the gun issue, they would just as soon stay home and vote Democrat rather than cross over and vote for a Republican. And so, you know, he's really shot himself on the foot in this. And on the gun issue, Kerry and Bush, in many ways, a lot of people don't see a big difference.
Well, the gun issue is paramount for me. And when we get back, I got a bunch of callers here. They'll probably be on multiple issues, but it'll all tie back to this. You know, not just those three issues you mentioned, though, Eric, or that I mentioned and that you elaborated on. Your father wrote, frankly, what I think is the most detailed analysis of Patriot Act II. He found stuff I didn't find with your lawyers. And, you know, that's an anti-gun piece of legislation in itself. And, again, there you have it. I wish we could have a real Republican president and not this guy.
Well, I wish that, too. And I don't know if one could really get elected, unfortunately. But you're absolutely right. In many of these ways, in many of the issues we're talking about, there's not much of a difference. Certainly, I mean, Kerry is awful. You look at his voting record, he's one of the most anti-gun.
But I'll say this, if Kerry gets elected, you guys are going to get more money, more support, and be able to fight, and conservatives will be more awake. With Bush in office, it's sleepy time.
Well, people do think that when there's a Republican Congress, a Republican president, hey, we've died and gone to heaven. And you're right, people do fall asleep a little bit, not realizing that some of our most intense battles have come under Republican administrations.
Yeah, so, look, either way, I don't want Kerry to get elected, folks, but it doesn't even frankly matter. And I think overall, if Kerry is elected, you're going to see a bigger awakening in this country. Unfortunately, he's going to use the Patriot Act against us. So get ready for that. We'll be right back. We're talking to Eric Pratt. Your calls are straight ahead right here on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If the National Rifle Association was not a compromise organization, we would be back in the old days of the NRA just building shooting ranges and having educational programs and promoting the Second Amendment. They're bought and paid for, they're Trojan horse, they're controlled. Eric Pratt won't say that, I'll say that. Gun owners is no compromise, that's why I support them. I know the callers have been holding since before Eric got here, so just try to make it short and sweet, or somehow on topic, but it's all interconnected. But and then I want to get into the Patriot Act and the colleges being turned into schools of tyranny in the next hour with him. But and go over this claim that the Patriot Act doesn't affect citizens when it does every day, every one of us. But we were talking to Brian in Virginia Beach. He was talking about technologies and advanced technologies in the military. Go ahead, Brian, finish up what you were saying.
Oh, thank you, Alex. I don't mean to be off topic.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, I was also looking into the SEC filings of different companies, and it was really interesting. The Silver Fox is the RAND Corporation makes a lot of the technology that goes into them. And people who have 50% in stock in that are the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, which tells me that they're not on par with what they say either.
Did you say the Watchtower Tract Society?
Yes.
Owns a lot of stock in a weapons contractor?
Yes.
Please email me that. I'd love to see that. Thanks for the call. But tips at InfoWars.com. Eric, that leads me to another point. We have the government deploying Humvees with microwave guns here in the U.S. We have all this so-called less than lethal or non-lethal weapons. We have the government gearing up against the people at a time they're trying to get our guns. Isn't it more important now than ever that we be armed as a counterbalance against tyranny?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we have so far gotten away from the vision that the Founding Fathers had, that the way you secure peace in a country is, A, that the people remain armed, and, B, I mean, they thought that the greatest threat to liberty was large standing armies, and yet we have them, you know, not only at the federal level, we have them in federal police, we have them really in police in every state and in every county, and they would really be abhorred at that idea and shocked that we had so given up on our self-government and really just turned over the whole issue of protection over to paid government agents rather than really exercising self-government and self-responsibility.
Well, now, Eric, we have General Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM, General Franks, outgoing head of CENTCOM, going, well, it's sad to say, but for security, we may have to have martial law and set aside the Constitution and have martial law. I mean, they're really floating these ideas and really gearing up for it. It's hard to believe, but it's really happening.
And that's outrageous. There's no provision in the Constitution for setting the Constitution aside. And that's just simply outrageous, and you're right. I think they float these ideas to slowly get people conditioned to the thought of it. And I tell you, that's something that we should really react against. And,
well, Eric, I thought the military swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, but you've posted on your site, you guys have written about it, you know, the FBI training flyer saying report gun owners, report people that, quote, make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution. I mean, what is wrong with these people?
Well, you know, it's a problem that we not only face here. I mean, we face this, you know, all over the world, and that is, how do you protect peace and give government the power to do it without giving it too much, so that then it becomes the monster? And the Founding Fathers saw that the best way you did that is you kept short tabs on it. If you even needed standing troops, you would only do it for 2 years, and then you would have to ask the question again, should we continue keeping these standing troops? And that whole, you know, if a Founding Father were to appear today and say these ideas, they would be considered to be on the far right end of the spectrum. You know, those ideas have been totally lost, unfortunately.
Well, look at the Swiss. They don't even have a military. It's the citizens, and they never get invaded and have the highest standard of living and the lowest crime rate in Europe.
That's actually the vision, I think, that most closely resembles what the Founding Fathers had. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll be back with the third hour with Eric Pratt and your calls.